All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, September 24th. I'm Nina Moyney. Minnesota health officials say the state is ready to start delivering booster shots of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine following new federal guidance. Those eligible for boosters include people 65 and older and those in long-term care settings, as well as people ages 50 to 64 with underlying medical conditions. Again, that's for people who received the Pfizer vaccine. Boosters are not yet approved for the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm said today that while many healthcare facilities are stressed by large numbers of COVID cases, other vaccination sites like pharmacies will be able to meet the demand for booster shots.
The good news is that our highly diversified vaccination network here in Minnesota is ready and able to meet this need. There are plenty of vaccines available, and there are plenty of options for getting the vaccine.
And here's a closer look at the latest state COVID-19 numbers. State health officials reported nearly 3,000 new cases today, along with 27 more deaths due to COVID. Case counts remain relatively stable in the Twin Cities metro, but are on the rise in parts of greater Minnesota. Local officials and health professionals in Fargo-Moorhead today made a public plea for residents to get vaccinated. Essentia Health Chief Medical Officer Richard Vetter says the Fargo Hospital currently has the largest number of COVID patients since last fall. He says the entire medical system, from clinics to intensive care, is at capacity.
We've been holding people in our emergency departments longer than we would like to. We're having to delay transfers in from outlying facilities longer than we'd like to. And this is occurring almost on a daily basis the last week or two. We've been delaying up to 5 to 10 patients per day from those outlying facilities.
Vetter says a shortage of healthcare workers is also contributing to the stress on the system. And he says more than 90% of hospitalized COVID-19 patients are not vaccinated. Well, the former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd says he plans to appeal his murder conviction. As Matt Sepik reports, Derek Chauvin is serving a 22-and-a-half-year sentence.
A jury convicted Chauvin in April of murder and manslaughter following 3 weeks of closely watched testimony. In his bid for an appeal, Chauvin argues, among other things, that Judge Peter Cahill abused his discretion by not moving the trial out of Hennepin County and not sequestering the jury amid extensive publicity. In court documents, Chauvin says he doesn't have an attorney because the police group that paid his defense team is not funding his appeal. The three other former officers accused of aiding and abetting the murder are scheduled to go on trial next March. All four are also facing federal charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
DFL Governor Tim Walz is proposing a $10 million relief package for farmers harmed by this year's drought. Half of the money would go toward grants to livestock producers and specialty crop growers. The other half would boost the Rural Finance Authority's Disaster Recovery Loan Program. Walz announced the proposal today at a farm near Hastings. He said the assistance is important for the entire state.
We need to keep folks on the land. We need to make sure that we have these producers that stay here and that they continue to make sure. And it's not just for Minnesota. We are a major reason that the country has that abundance of food supply and the world has it.
Walz wants to see drought relief pass next month during a special session that would also address pandemic frontline worker pay. But House and Senate negotiators have not yet resolved their differences on the pay issue. In sports, the Minnesota Lynx begin postseason play on Sunday against the Chicago Sky. Sunday's game will determine which team moves on to the semifinals. And the Minnesota Wild started training camp yesterday in St. Paul. The Wild play a preseason game Saturday against the St. Louis Blues. The NHL's regular season begins next month. And the Vikings host the Seattle Seahawks Sunday afternoon. At 0-2, the Vikings are still in search of a first win. And after a cool Friday in the 50s, September will close on a summery note across Minnesota. We'll enjoy plenty of sunshine Saturday, but highs will hover in the 60s across most of Minnesota, with a few 70s in the south and west. Our warming trend begins Sunday with highs in the 70s across much of the state, with a few spots touching 80 degrees in southwestern Minnesota. That's it for Minnesota Today. I'm Nina Moyney. Have a good weekend.